Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about holiday food safety. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Courtney Crist, Mississippi State University Food Safety Specialist for Extension. Dr. Crist, thank you for being here with me today to talk about holiday food safety. Let's talk a little more about holiday food favorites and how to prepare them safely.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me. Holiday cookies are a popular way to share Christmas joy. Most of us have memories of licking cookie or brownie batter off mixing beaters. However, it is really dangerous for children or adults to eat raw cookie dough or lick the beaters after mixing batter containing raw eggs and flour, which there again could be contaminated with salmonella or E. coli.
Wow. Yes, I do have those memories too. What about some other desserts? For example, can you leave homemade pumpkin pie out on the table for a couple of days?
People do get confused when they see pumpkin pies on the shelves at grocery stores that are not refrigerated. However, these commercially baked pies contain preservatives. Homemade pumpkin pies do not. Foods made with eggs and milk, such as pumpkin pie, custard pie, and cheesecakes, must first be safely baked to a safe minimum internal temperature of 160 degrees Fahrenheit. Then they must be refrigerated after baking. Eggs and milk have a high protein and moisture content, and when these baked products are left at room temperature, conditions are ripe for bacteria to multiply.
Now that is very useful information for our listeners. As everyone participates in holiday events, what steps should cooks take to make sure the meat or poultry they are cooking for holiday parties is safely cooked?
Meat or poultry dishes should be cooked to a safe minimum internal temperature to destroy foodborne pathogens that may have been present either on the surface of the product or blended into the product. The only way you can tell for sure is to check the temperature with a food thermometer.
Okay, so for example, if you're roasting a turkey that has a pop-up indicator, do you still need a food thermometer to check the temperature?
Yes, we still recommend that you use a food thermometer to ensure that the turkey has reached a safe internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. We also advise that you cook stuffing outside of the bird in a casserole to at least 165 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, what happens when food is not cooked to a safe minimum internal temperature?
Undercooking allows bacteria to survive and possibly cause foodborne illness.
Well, that does not sound fun. Any additional food safety insights and information?
We also recommend, and it is also important to remember, the food safety basics of clean, separate, cook, and chill. That means primarily washing your hands with warm soap and water before and after handling raw meat or raw poultry products so they don't cross-contaminate. It also means washing the countertops or cutting boards with hot, soapy water before and after you have prepared the meat or poultry. This means cleaning the knives or utensils that have touched raw poultry or meat products. It means not putting cooked food on unclean platters that have held raw meat and not letting cooked food come in contact with raw meat or their juices. We should also remember not to leave cooked food out too long. Once the food has been served, it should be returned to the refrigerator unless it's kept in a chafing dish to keep it hot or it's kept on ice to keep it cold. Food should only be out for a maximum of 2 hours.
So whether it's hot or cold, leave it out for 2 hours and then refrigerate it, correct?
So we really encourage that it's kept hot or cold. And we only really want food out for a maximum of 2 hours. Otherwise, you really should put it in the refrigerator.
Okay, thank you. So can you tell us about any upcoming programs related to learning more about food safety?
Yes, Amy. There will be a statewide program next year for extension agents to host in their counties. The program is called Food Safety at Home. It includes various situations related to food safety and good practices, including tailgating, holidays, shopping, cleaning, cooking, and keeping kids' lunches safe. Also, there's a wealth of information online. The USDA has a tool called Ask Karen for households and consumers to ask questions for information. It's available 24 hours a day. You'll just need to visit askkaren.gov.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with food safety specialist Dr. Courtney Crist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.